The huge news, revealing the secret of the Holy Quran written by Sharif Ali Dani, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise to God, prayer and the salvation of God be upon our master, the seal of the prophets, upon his family's members, who are good and pure, and also upon all the messengers and prophets, and upon all those who follow them with sincerity until the day of judgment, man's eternity, by mind and body during the life of this world, in an endless youth on earth, exists in the Book of God. This is possible through the Spirit of God we can only access by achieving work which is described in His Book. The Almighty says, "But as for those whose faces will turn white, they will be within the mercy of Allah. They will abide therein eternally." Surah 3, verse 107, O you, who have believed, respond to Allah, and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah 8, verse 24, today, all this, and all the other things, can be only achieved through the hard and saving work, which is absolutely necessary to accomplish if we want to achieve the great relief. This is what made the first and last generations confused while they did not reach the ultimate end of this work, which is the divine industry and the divine science, taken out from the Book of God, the Quran. These are the only solutions today for the Muslim community and all mankind, in order to finish with the corrupting trial, fitna, of Iblis the damned, the whole humanity's and God's an enemy. We appeal for the construction of the atomic firkin called in the Prophet's biography books the prophetic machine. It corresponds to the hour promised in the Book of God, behind which is the greatest mean of access, al-wasila, to the Almighty God, the sublime divine spirit, the savior of the world. The Almighty God says, O you, who have believed, fear Allah, and seek the means of nearness to Him and strive in His cause that you may succeed. Surah 5, verse 35, God tells the truth. In the name of God, praise to God, there is no strength except through God. There is no God except Allah, the one without any partner. To Him belongs the monarchy and praise. He gives life and death, while He is alive and does not die. In His hand is the good and He can do anything. He has sent His Messenger Muhammad with wisdom and firkin as a mercy for the worlds. I certify that Ali is the friend of God and His supreme proof to the righteous and against the unrighteous. He struggled to give the allegorical interpretation of the Quran, as the Messenger of God had fought for its revelation. May the prayers and greetings of God be upon Muhammad and the people of His Immaculate Family and all the prophets and messengers, and those who follow them with sincerity until the Day of Judgment. We are the elected party of God. We bring to all Muslims the supreme project of the Quranic wisdom and atomic firkin. This is the final warning to Muslim community who has strayed from the right path and who has acted in conflict with God's commandments. Today, our duty is, first of all, to understand religion such as our Almighty Lord taught us through the angel Gabriel, peace be on him. This hadith is called Hadith of Gabriel and the text is below. A companion reports, one day when we were with God's Messenger, a man with very white clothing and very black hair came up to us. No mark of travel was visible on him, and none of us recognized him. Sitting down before the Prophet, leaning his knees against his, and placing his hands on his thighs, he said, "Tell me, Muhammad, about submission, al-Islam," he replied. "Submission means that you should bear witness that there is no God but God and that Muhammad is God's Messenger, that you should perform the ritual prayer, pay the alms tax, al-zakat, fast during Ramadan, and make the pilgrimage to the house if you are able to go there." The man said, "You have spoken the truth." We were surprised at his questioning him and then declaring that he had spoken the truth. He said, "Now tell me about faith." He replied, "Faith means that you have faith in God, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and that you have faith in the measuring out, both its good and its evil." Remarking that he had spoken the truth, he then said, "Now tell me about doing what is excellence." He replied, "Doing what is excellence means that you should worship God as if you see Him, for even if you do not see Him, He sees you." Then the man said, "Tell me about the hour." The Prophet replied, "About that he who is questioned knows no more than the questioner." The man said, "Then tells me about its marks." He said, "The slave girl will give birth to her mistress, and you will see the barefoot, the naked, the destitute, and the shepherds vying with each other in building." Then the man went away. After I had waited for a long time, the Prophet said to me, "Do you know who the questioner was?" I replied, "God and His Messenger know best." He said, he was Gabriel, he came to teach you your religion. Sahih Bukhari Volume 1, Book 2, Number 47. The correct explanation of this hadith, that nobody gave us before neither the first ones nor the last ones, is as follows. Religion consists of four elements which are, 1. The faith, 2. Submission, 3. Excellence, 4. When will the hour regarding the faith, submission and excellence, they are means, while the hour, is the purpose, and the goal is the most important thing we need to know before anything else. To understand this goal, we are going to give you a clear example. We represent the mean by a scale, and the purpose by a roundup of dates at the top of a high date palm, in the sense that these dates are different from others and whoever eats one becomes alive and will never die, remaining in a perpetual youth. Therefore, we must consider the faith, submission and excellence as a means and a scale, while the promised hour represents a high tree. The one who manages to eat its fruit, obtains eternal life and comes living, not dying, remaining in perpetual youth. If we know this, O son of Adam, so we know the path that leads to God. And the most surprising in all this is that the hour promised to be built by the hand of man corresponds to the tree of knowledge, and that there is not for man except that good, for which he strives. Surah 53, verse 39. Come to the knowledge of the hour bride who is so certain, neither the first nor the second resurrection, but that is the goal, and surprise believers. To one who knows the goal, the mean becomes easy to endure, no matter what the difficulties are. As it is said, he who asks to marry a beautiful woman, will not find highest his endowed, but he who ignores the purpose in Islam, bonds and worship are heavy for him, even if they were the easiest to achieve and he gets lost. God Almighty said at the end of Surah the Crouching, and when it was said, indeed, the promise of Allah, is truth and the hour, is coming, no doubt about it, you said, we know not what is the hour. We assume only assumption, and we are not convinced. Surah 45, verse 32. Faith, submission and excellence are means and noticeable things that people have discussed for more than 1,000 years. Today, we want to explain about the hour promised in the Holy Book. It was long awaited by the first ones, but today it has been forgotten by the last ones. It is on it they questioned, and it is the huge news on which they differ. No, they are going to know. Again, no. Then, no, they are going to know. The day that the Spirit and the angels will stand in rows, they will not speak except for one whom the Most Merciful permits, and he will say what is correct. Surah 78, verse 1-5, 38. This is the day of truth that we will bring forth for them a creature from the earth speaking to them, saying, that the people were, of our verses, not certain in faith. Surah 27, verse 82. This is the first resurrection in which God will gather from every nation a company of those who deny our signs, and they will be driven in rows. Surah 27, verse 83. When they arrive, God will speak to them from behind his partition, the divine spirit, which is materialized by the form of a beast, saying, did you deny my signs while you encompassed them not in knowledge, or what you were doing, and the decree will befall them for the wrong they did, and they will not be able to speak. Surah 27, verse 84-85. That's the spirit, the mean of access, wasila, from human beings to God Almighty. It is actually created by human hands, but thanks to sublime secrets and great instruction from the Book of God, the Quran, and this case is only possible to a creature by the permission of God, because God said, and they encompass not a thing of his knowledge except for what he wills. Surah 2, verse 255. This creation and this training are different in form and in genre, with God's creation, and not through genetic manipulations that are known and used today. Thus, we must earnestly seek the spirit through the atomic Firkin machine to be built specifically by human hands. And that's this Firkin, which is also named the promised hour in the Book of God. Today, we need to explain this hour that people confuse with the resurrection. While it has been proven that it is neither the first nor the second resurrection, but that it is the prophetic machine and atomic firkin hidden in the Quran. See the full divine warning of gravity that God gives us in the Quran. If we do not realize what great seniorial project, the Almighty says in Surah Maryam, until, when they see that which they were promised, either punishment or the hour, they will come to know who is worst in position and weaker in soldiers. And, Allah, increases and guidance those who are on the right track, Surah 19, verse 75-76. Here we can deduce that the hour is the prophetic machine or the firk in what is a mechanical movement time. This machine compresses the time and enable the earth living. This is the messenger of God who has brought us the fork and hidden in the Quran. It's a constructible machine. It was already built under the pharaonic rule, at the time of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them. It was undoubtedly the firkin that God gave them. The Almighty says in Surah Al-Baqarah, and when we gave Moses the scripture and the firkin that perhaps you would be guided, Surah 2, verse 53, from that we extracted what we call today, the supreme project of the Quranic wisdom. This one is hidden in the Book of God. Its goal is the construction of the atomic firkin in order to create the living jewels and bring out the Sakinah from the ark. We can then make appear the sublime divine spirit with a corporeal invisible form to the naked eye. It is the effective vaccine against death and for the eternity of man on earth, in perpetual youth. It is the decisive weapon to kill Iblis, the demon, may God curse him, who is God's and whole mankind's enemy. O community of Islam, let's see how God ordered the achievement of this great divine project to the different communities, how they failed in the realization of this work, and how it was ultimately devoted to the community of Islam, who will complete it. Here is an authentic hadith reported by Bukhari explains this illustration and this prescribed religious work. The purpose is an exegesis of the divine word so that the people of the scripture may know that they are not able to obtain anything from the bounty of Allah and that all bounty is in the hand of Allah, He gives it to whom He wills, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty, Surah 57, verse 29, Al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy upon him, reported by Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah's Apostle said, your example and the example of Jews and Christians is like the example of a man who employed some laborers to whom he said, who will work for me up to midday for one curate each? The Jews carried out the work for one curate each, and then the Christians carried out the work up to the ASR prayer for one curate each, and now you Muslims are working from the ASR prayer up to sunset for two curates each. The Jews and Christians got angry and said, we work more and are paid less. The employer Allah asked them, have I usurped some of your right? They replied in the negative. He said, that is my blessing, I bestow upon whomever I wish. Volume 3, Book 36, Number 469. In fact, the Prophet said, the example of Muslims, Jews and Christians is like the example of a man who employed laborers to work for him from morning till night for specific wages. They worked till midday and then said, we do not need your money which you have fixed for us, and let whatever we have done be annulled. The man said to them, don't quit the work, but complete the rest of it and take your full wages. But they refused and went away. The man employed another batch after them and said to them, complete the rest of the day and yours will be the wages I had fixed for the first batch. So, they worked till the time of ASR prayer. Then they said, let what we have done be annulled and keep the wages you have promised us for yourself. The man said to them, complete the rest of the work, as only a little of the day remains. But they refused. Thereafter he employed another batch to work for the rest of the day, and they worked for the rest of the day till the sunset, and they received the wages of the two former batches. So, that was the example of those people, Muslims, and the example of this light, guidance, which they have accepted willingly, Volume 3, Book 36, Number 471. Thus ends the noble hadith. It has been reported in different versions which you can refer. Important notice, the working day refers to time, the reward corresponds to the continuation of the three communities, Jewish, Christian and Muslim. As for the work required, it is to establish civilization and industrialization of a traditional society to be able to build the atomic firkin. In order to save the world by the divine spirit, this is the link between heaven and earth and between the creator and creation. That is the divine project, and this is the part that will return to the community of Islam. The community won the fruit from the tree of eternity and it will attain eternal life. The eternity on earth, by spirit and body after building the atomic firkin project. This allows reaching the ultimate objective, whose is the sublime divine spirit, the world's savior, by the permission of God. It is reported that Moses, peace be upon him, said, Lord, what community will be present? When will come the hour? Nowadays, that means, what is the community whose will realize the full firkin project to the ultimate objective? God answered, O Moses, are those from Muhammad's community? Moses said, O Lord, count me among them. And God said, You are one of them. Thus, we have more right on Moses than the Jews. We, Muslims, are today custodians of the divine project, the atomic firkin. We have with us the treasury kept of the prophets, the Spirit of God. This is an identity card about the project from the Book of God. The atomic firkin is named in the biography books of the prophet, the prophetic machine. It is a machine that contains the science of the first ones and the last ones. It compresses the time and makes the earth living. That is the hour promised in the Quran. It will come undoubtedly, suddenly, by God's decree, despite the disbelievers' disavowal. The purpose of his coming is to save whole mankind, by the permission of God, to save it from the devil's fitna and his party who inflict, son of Adam, a worse punishment experienced during the period of man on earth. Whoever accepts to live in devil's fitna and does not curse his supporters, is cursed by God. O community of Islam in Western and Eastern countries, God has chosen you for an enormous commandment, achieve the supreme project of his wisdom, with which each prophet, messenger and friend of God came to restore their respective community and guide them to God and to the greatest mean of access to him. But it has been common for the communities to disbelieve and for God to annihilate the naysayers and the unbelievers. This project has not only been achieved under the pharaonic civilization thanks to Joseph's prophecy. Thus, the civilization has built this prophetic machine under the commandment of Moses and Aaron. They used the prophetic machine and took out the most extraordinary things from it. So are the nine living pearls and the angelic spirit, the Sakina of the Arch. This is the firkin that God gave to Moses along with the Torah. And God, the Almighty said, And when we gave Moses the book and the firkin so that you are guided, Surah 2, verse 53, so that the Jews were astonished by the Sakina of the Arch, the little intermediary, they took out from the firkin's area of Moses and Aaron, as they were astonished by the golden calf Samari took out. The Jews didn't carry out the work that God ordered them until its ultimate end. They stumbled before reaching the ultimate goal, the divine spirit, which is the vaccine against death for eternal life and moreover the biggest intermediary with God. Then came to us our messenger, peace be upon him, with the complete science in the Quran which he taught to his elected people who are closer to him and to people the bench. He gave us the basis of a state to achieve the firkin project. Unfortunately, the Muslims of the past, as well the current Muslims divided themselves and diverged even though they get evident proofs. They argued for power and murdered the Quranic wisdoms imams of the prophet's family the people of the house, and proclaimed sedition. So that, in between, the biggest treasure of this world, the firkin project, which is the prophetic machine's building, has been lost and hidden. The unified community of Islam split itself into several communities. The Islamic Caliphate has become a fragmented kingdom. Acts of worship has become a commonplace without goal and Islam has just become a meaningless name. Quran was just an ink in a misunderstood paper and the Islamic community found itself in adversity, unprecedented in the history of mankind. Much of this immense hardship came back to the Arab peoples, so that one of them said, Arabs have agreed to never agree, the whole community is in such waywardness, that it is not hoped it comes back to the guidance. In such a division, it is not hoped that it reunites. Moreover, corruption and colonization are so widespread that there is little hope it would escape and recover. Faced with this situation, the only remedy that would restore life to the Islamic community, after this terrible death, is the Book of God, the Quran, which contains the atomic firkin, the prophetic machine. The atomic firkin is a machine hidden in the Quran. It is the mother of machines. God revealed the firkin today, in the time of machines, so that it is a sign and a lesson for men. God has called this machine firkin, separation, because thanks to its waters and its nuclear radiation it separates minerals and gems from their impure components that it is impossible to separate otherwise. It also combines elements whose combination is supposed to be impossible without this technology. Firkin is a moving mechanic time which includes the science of the first people and the last peoples. It was built in the shadow of the pharaonic civilization thanks to the directions of heavenly books and the big engineering work our master Joseph, Yusuf, peace be upon him, achieved while he was in prison. Stories during this period tell us that our master Joseph, peace be upon him, lived 20 years with the Pharaoh of Moses, peace be upon him, and the brother of Pharaoh called El-Walid, was a friend of our master Joseph, peace upon him. That is how the Furqan Project was realized at the time of the Pharaoh, before the coming of Moses, peace be upon him. However, Moses, as the son of Pharaoh educated at the palace and whose brother is Aaron, peace be upon him, was minister to Pharaoh. He could build for himself a new Furqan in the Sinai Desert as reported in this text, whose source is recorded in the confidential books of the Jews, where it is said, Moses flees from the Egyptian machine into the wilderness and installs his new machine there, a holy ark and a portable temple, and gives his people a new religious military organization. This is the atomic Furqan God gave to Moses and Aaron. But the Almighty, by his grace and mercy, reserved his major gems and his supreme goal, his hidden secret and well-guarded treasure, the Spirit of God, bringing the vaccine for eternal life on earth by spirit and body. And there is knowledge of the hour he cures the blind and the leper, and he gives life to the dead, by permission of Allah. The Almighty said, and we have already written in the book of Psalms after the mention that the earth is inherited by my righteous servant, Surah 21, verse 105, these are the heirs who inherit the earth from an eternal inheritance, the community of Muhammad. Here is the embodied Spirit of God, and here is the hour, about which the first people incessantly ask when is it would be happen and what would be the foundations of its building, interviewing messengers, when will be this promise, if you speak the truth, dot. Messenger said, the hour will start suddenly for the people while one is mending his watering hole, giving water to his cattle, setting his goods in the market or lowering his scale and raising it, selling and buying. We can't make any commentary on this hadith where it clearly appears that the hour is anything other than the resurrection, as it will take place among the people while their lives will remain ordinary. Also, there is a prophet's word saying, when the hour will come, and that there is a date palm in the hand of one of you, and that it is possible for him to not get up before planting it, so should he shoot it. This is also a clear and determining proof regarding the fact that the hour is neither the first nor the second resurrection. The commentary of the hadith mentioned above is as follows. A date palm plant gives its fruits only 5 years after planting. Planting it on the day of the first or second resurrection is absurd. In fact, people will be very concerned about themselves by the intense gravity of this day and the immense fear that they will attend. So, planting a tree or a date palm on this day would be a total futility, and it is away from the Messenger of Allah to order such an aberration that day. The correct explanation is as follows: when the hour, which corresponds to the Furqan Project, will appear, you will certainly need to plant this plant of date palm, as it will always be necessary, and man can do without it only after the appearance of the Spirit of God from the Furqan sphere. But the Spirit of God will appear from the sphere of Furqan only after 8 or 9 years of continuous works. So, that is why there are 4 years during which we will need the fruits of this plant. Today, it is compulsory for the Muslim to know what is the hour. This, O community of Islam, is nothing other than the prophetic machine and atomic Furqan. The determining proof, highlighted by the hadith, is that when the small and the great resurrection will take place, people will be greatly concerned about their own souls by the extent of the immense fear that they will attend. In this day, it will not be about planting tree or caring of it, especially if we know that a date palm plant gives its fruits only after 5 years. Its plantation on the day of resurrection would be absurd, and it is far from our prophet, BSSL, than ordering futile things. However, its plantation, when the hour will come, is a demanded and reasonable thing. The Messenger of God said the truth. That being said, we have to know that the hour has its proper conditions and signs. Regarding these signs, they appeared in earth and in the heaven, like epidemics, earthquakes, wars, famine, anarchy, murders, increase of sins, repeated solar and lunar eclipses, the habitation of shepherds going barefoot and ragged in apartment and high constructions. Regarding the conditions of the hour, they are provided today thanks to the big industrial revolution on earth. In fact, the man has shook the earth with explosions, and with work, he extracts from it, earth, center heavy materials. With the actions of big industrial wheels, he grounded its sand. With industry, the man modified states of earth. He made a major industrial revolution with different steps, the one of petrol and energy, and before that, the one of coal and vapor throughout which he exploded mountains. These became, with petrol and constructions, operating machines on land, others are operating on seas and others in air, passing through continents and seas. The man developed industries in many countries and diffused energy in many cities and provinces. from their born mechanical and automatical machines, and our material conditions. The tooling has improved from hammers and drills to towers and millings, calculators, robots, computers, and many electrical devices were born. Blissful is the one who uses every ways and potentials to build the prophetic machine, the atomic firkin, the promised hour in the book of God. If there weren't heavenly religions, there weren't any civilizations and any scientific advances for mankind. The hour is a mechanical time in motion. It's formed by beautiful stars with a lot of connections. These reactors are in ebullition and these stars are rotating. On these aspects there is a big Saint River and a sea of ancient sciences. These command posts correspond to the different position of the stars, and by them God swears in Quran, "Then I swear by the setting of the stars," and indeed, it is an oath. If you could know, most great, Surah 56, verse 75-76, signature, Charif Ali Dani, Charif Ali Dani.